Cumberland and Westmoreland style wrestling is the oldest Lakeland sport, a sport handed down from the time of the Vikings. Today, absurdly, a Cumberland and Westmoreland champion is called a world champion. Gradually, the wrestlers eliminate each other. Locked like lovers, dressed like men caught in their coms, watched by judges who kneel in solemn meditation. Every move holds meaning for the expert, but to the outsider, these are mysterious rituals. I asked Harry Pickthall, a wrestler, official and judge for 40 years, to explain them.
Well, the two competitors stand facing one another, puts their head on one another's shoulder and gets a perfect hold.
Now, they don't start until they grip each other.
They must have a hold before they start wrestling. It's then up to both wrestlers to get one another onto the floor as quickly as possible. And this is done by a number of scientific chips. Principally, the timing is essential, and the first person to touch the ground with his knee or his shoulders, that is the defeated competitor.
What is a chip?
Well, chips are executed by the feet and legs, because the wrestler must not lose hold once he's taken hold. And these are chips that are executed by the feet and legs to get his opponent on the ground as quickly as possible.
And do all these chips, as you call them, require a lot of strength?
No, it's skill.
Now, this dress, some people think it's a little bit fancy, you know, with these fancy pants, different colours, and sometimes, in fact, a little embroidery. What's the point of all that?
Well, the embroidery has been handed down by the ladies. They're very keen to see their men folk winning the neatest costumes, which there's prizes for, and that is the outcome of the embroidery.
Well, it's all right having the trunks on, but why have the long drawers on?
Well, these drawers, I suppose, dated back to when people didn't uncover their flesh as much as they do today, and the costume is traditional, and it's just as essential for a wrestler to come into the ring properly dressed as it is for people to compete in horse jumping properly dressed. It gives it a better atmosphere, doesn't it?
Well, now, Harry, what are they doing now? Is that a
chip? On the ground.
He's using
that
his leg.
What was that? That was a Hank.
Hank.
The left, it was a left leg Hank. You put it inside your opponent's leg, and that's where he gets the pressure.
The technical jargon lives on, but today traditional wrestling